Mr. Coordinator, I'm not sure that the questions were responded by the elements that I'm supposed to deliver. But at the national level, Italy is still engaged in clearance activities, often in urban areas, due to the presence of remnants for the First and Second World Wars. On average, about 2,000 interventions are carried out each year, for the most part in the areas surrounding the main front lines of the two world wars. Following consolidated protocols, the territorially competent prefecture alerts the Corps of Engineers of the related provincial army regiment, which takes responsibility for clearing detected ERWs. In the case of clearance in urban areas, alert and evacuation measures are set in place in order to ensure the protection of civilians. Alert measures include the circulation of detailed information on the evacuation and ordnance deactivation plan and schedule. On public services, they are interrupted and alternatives that are put in place. Emergency contact numbers and on safety norms to be followed before, during, and after the clearance operation. For instance, relating to the use of water, gas, and electricity, the protection on industrial equipment and information data. From a longer-term perspective, all urban construction projects on the national territory must be preceded by deep scanning, aiming to exclude the presence of ERWs. And at the international level, the Italian Armed Forces generally intervene in support of clearance operations carried out by local authorities, national armed forces, UN agencies, NGOs, including through mine action training activities for the local security forces. In this context, reliance on agreed frameworks of language and technical terminology are fundamental, especially in order to guarantee the effectiveness of demining operations. This underlines the key role of agreed standards such as the IMAS and the IEDs. Priority is usually given to areas where essential infrastructures are in place, such as hospitals, school, power plants. Following these areas, the order of priority may also depend on political, sometimes sensitive considerations. Relevant decisions usually depend first and foremost on local institutional authorities. Concerning clearance operations in conflict versus post-conflict areas, in the first case, intervention planning can reflect tactical approaches that are functional to military strategies. In these cases, the inevitable greater exposure to risk for operators must be balanced with the need to ensure the safety of the whole contingent. In post-conflict situations, clearance operations focus instead on guaranteeing the safety of operators as well as of civilians in the surrounding areas. I thank you, Mr. Coordinator.